3, 2, 1.
Every time we play that song, it's mm-hmm. too darn short.
I know, right?
You're just getting into the song, and like, yeah, you're tapping your feet, you're singing along, and then...
it needs another verse.
And it's over. Welcome to Blue Suede Connection, everybody. I'm Dan.
I'm Tio.
And today, it's the movie show. We do movie shows every so often, and people seem to like them. We like them.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And there's lots of great gems in all of these movies, and that's what we like to play. And we get requests from time to time. Different folks say, hey, will you play this from that movie, or that, this, that, you know how it goes.
Yeah.
And we aim to please here at Blue Suede Connection.
Mm-hmm.
So no particular theme other than it's just movie music today. Does that work for you?
It works for me, absolutely.
All right, what works for me is when you share some interesting things. Now, I've never had this happen to me, but some people have, getting punched by Elvis.
Uh-huh.
You're going to talk a little bit about that today. You're also going to share a little Pink Cadillac story.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys, legendary musician, artist, writer.
Yeah, exactly. Interesting words from him today.
About our guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious to hear that. And Variety, of course, picked their favorite Elvis movies. And again, we'll see if we agree or disagree. And you, our listeners, our friends, our party attendees, you on our Facebook page recently told us what your favorite Elvis movie was. And by the way, all of them does not count. We must have got 10 people saying all of them.
Yeah, I saw
and
that.
And I specifically said, don't say more than one. Just try to hard to
it's
dig
too
down
hard.
And pick one movie that you may have hit you as a child or you went to see in the theater.
Yeah.
That sticks in your mind is, that's my favorite.
You're asking the impossible, I think.
I know, but... just think the impossible dream. Put that in your head.
The impossible dream.
I dream the impossible dream that our friends can pick one movie.
Okay.
But my dream didn't come true. Of course, it did for some. But I'll leave it at that. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But
alrighty.
It's all about our guy today. And he did a lot of great songs. And he did a lot of fun movies. So let's get things started here with one from Loving You called Got a Lot of Living to Do.
Mm-hmm.
On what show is this, baby?
Blue Suede Connection.
The moon is big and bright in the Milky Way tonight, but the way you act, you never would know it's there. Now baby, time's a wasting, but all the kisses I ain't been tasting. I don't know about you, but I'm gonna get to my share. Mmm, I got a lot of living to do, whole lot of loving to do. Come on, baby, make it fun, it takes two. Who would ever do it with a a whistling through the trees, and it's telling you to bid your little woo with me. Why don't you take a listen? You never know what you've been missing. But up real close and be my little heart. Well, you're the prettiest thing I've seen, but you treat me so doggone mean. Ain't you got no heart? I'm dying to hold you, dear. Why don't you keep me waiting? Why don't you start cooperating? Ain't the things I say the things you want to hear? Make it fun, it takes two. Oh, yes, I got a lot of living to do. Well, got a lot of living to do. And there's no wonder who would rather do with it with that, eh? And there's no wonder who would rather do with it with that, eh? But there's no one who would rather do with it with that, eh?
Yeah, cool, ladies and gentlemen. You know why? Because you made the connection. The Blue Suede Connection. Rock and roll, baby.
Oh, baby, let me be your loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as I want to be your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be your teddy bear.
I just want to be your
associate myself as being that. I was busy with a script. I had to memorize a script. It was a job, you know. I had to be there at a certain time in the morning and work a certain amount of hours, and that's exactly how I treated it. So I was more concerned about if the picture's any good or if I was...
They give us a room with a view of the beautiful Rhine. They give us a room with a view of the beautiful Rhine. Give me a muddy old creek in Texas any old time. I got those hop, two, three, four occupation GI blues. From my GI hat to the heels of my GI shoes. And if I don't go stateside soon, we get hoss and pepper and black pumpernickel for chow. We get hoss and pepper and black pumpernickel for chow. I blow my next month's pay for a slice of Texas cow. We like to be heroes, but all that we do here is march. We like to be heroes, but all that we do here is march. And they don't give the purple heart for a falling arch. I got those hop, two, three, four occupation GI blues.
The Fräulein's the prettiest flowers, but we can't make a pass. The Fräulein's the prettiest flowers, but we can't make a pass. No, no. Cause there are always signs saying keep a Gia off the grass. I got those hop, hoop, trip, water, occupation, GI blue. From my GI head to the heels of my GI shoe. And if I don't go stay tight soon, I'm gonna blow my fuse. Occupation GI Blues.
Occupation GI Blues.
That was actually take number five of that song.
Nice. Yeah. That's great. Love it.
Not much different than the original, but a little slight here and there. You don't know about it, you don't realize it, you don't really catch that.
Right, right, right.
So anyway, I had to share that. Speaking of sharing, how are we doing over on our Facebook page and all that? Is stuff looking pretty good? I think we're getting a lot of involvement over there, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we went from like just under 3,000 members to almost 6,000 members in like a few days.
Wow, on Facebook.
On Facebook, yeah.
And we appreciate it. I think those videos that you've been putting up of the jumpsuits and all that has really got a lot of attention.
We did a lot of reels from our trip to Memphis recently, and I had a really good time getting really up close and personal with the designs on the videos.
But we appreciate those really folks. See it. We appreciate those folks who've commented and shared those videos.
Absolutely.
Those reels, because that helps us, folks. Anytime you can go to YouTube or Facebook and like and conversate with us
and
about
share,
what you're seeing and share.
It gets the word out. Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Elvis did a movie called Girls, Girls, Girls. And
in
that
movie,
he recorded several songs, but not every song made it to the movie.
Oh, really? Okay.
All right, here's one of them.
Come along with me. We'll do the plantation ride. It's easy as can be. You wanna dance round the clock? Well, it became a sensation. Rocking on the plantation. Dancing in the fields down to each dock. Do the plantation rock. So come on, bend your knees, twist with ease, side to side like the swaying trees, keeping rhythm. Now add some pep, double step, shake right there like a rocking chair and stay with them. Well, now you're right at home, doing the plantation rock. Just do it as you're shown. You'll want to dance round the clock. Well, just like on the plantation, folks all over the nation start rocking on each street and block. We'll do the plantation rock. We'll do the plantation rock. It's easy as can be. You wanna dance round the clock? Well, it became a sensation. Rocking on the plantation. Dancing in the fields down to each dock. They do the plantation rock. The swaying trees keeping rhythm. Now add some pep, double step, shake right there like a rocking chair and stay with them. Well, now you're right at home, doing the plantation rock. Just do it as you're shown. You'll want to dance round the clock. Just like on the plantation, folks all over the nation start rocking on each street and block. And they do the plantation rock. They do the plantation rock.
the plantation rock. They do the plantation rock. They do the plantation rock.
They do the plantation. Right into production, I was doing a lot of pictures close together, and the pictures got very similar. A lot of them got very similar. They, you know, if something was successful, I'd try to recreate it the next time around. So I'd read the first four or five pages, and I knew that it was just a different name, 12 new songs in it.
I said, take it easy, baby. I worked all day, and my feet feel just like lead. You got my shirt tail flying all over the place, and the sweat popping out of my head. She said, hey, bossa nova, baby, keep on working, for this ain't no time to quit. She said, go, bossa nova, baby, keep on dancing, I'm about to have myself a fit. Bossa nova, bossa nova. I said, hey, little mama, let's sit down and have a drink and dig the band. She said, drink, 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 oh, fiddle-de-dink, I can dance with a drink in my hand. She said, hey, bossa nova, baby, keep on working, for this ain't no time to drink. She said, go, bossa nova, baby, keep on dancing, cause I ain't got time to think. Bossa nova, bossa nova. Come on, baby, it's hot in here and it's oh so cool outside. Hey, if you lend me a dollar, I can buy some gas and we can go for a little ride. She said, hey, bossa nova, baby, keep on working, for I ain't got time for that. She said, go, bossa nova, baby, keep on dancing, or I'll find myself another cat. Bossa nova.
Thanks for joining the party, and it's only just begun with a whole lot more happening right after this.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, you're so cute when you get frustrated.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
My name is Cody Downath, and I have made my Blue Suede connection.
It's mad.
It's groovy.
It's swinging.
It's Elvis.
Elvis.
2 hours of Elvis.
The songs you know, the music you love.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
If you're looking for trouble, you came to the right place. If you're looking for trouble, just look right in my face. I was born standing up and talking back. My daddy was a green-eyed mountain jack because I'm evil. My middle name is Billy. Well, I'm evil, so don't you mess around with me. Never looked for trouble, but I never ran. I don't take no orders, no kind of man. I'm only made out of flesh, blood, and bone. But if you're gonna start a rumble, don't you try it all alone, because I'm so don't you mess around with me.
You know, King Creole had a lot of great songs
in it.
But I think you would almost have to say that's kind of like the standout song of that movie.
Oh, sure, yeah.
It's the first big number, you know. I mean, he's in the club there, and Maxie Fields gets him to get up there.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Tries to humiliate him a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And that's hence the words trouble and you're looking for trouble. You came to the right place.
He came to the right place.
Yeah. All right, we're talking about our guy, of course, and TL's going to talk more about our guy in detail here. What are you going to share with us?
So did you know that 70 years ago, Elvis Presley walked into a dealership and drove away with a piece of rock and roll history?
I wonder what you could be talking about.
Yeah, July 7th, 1955, the future king of rock and roll bought a blue 1955 Cadillac Fleetwood Series 60. That's the car that would soon become one of the most iconic symbols of his legacy. Of course, everybody knows what we're talking about.
Uh-huh.
It's the pink Cadillac. Did you know it was once blue?
It was blue?
Yeah, he bought a blue. He had it painted pink. You didn't know that either, did you?
I didn't know. Elvis
actually
had the Cadillac painted pink. It was blue. No, I didn't.
Yeah, actually, I thought he bought it pink, but I guess it makes sense that that wasn't really a color that was out there for cars at the time.
Yeah, it probably wasn't until after he did that that they started making them.
Yeah, and you know, if you think about it, even today, you know, there's not a lot of pink cars driving around unless you're Mary Kay.
Right.
Mary Kay dealer or something, right? Mm-hmm. So, yep, he bought a blue car, but it wasn't the first pink Cadillac. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
I actually did not know this either. Of course, we all know that that car, the pink Cadillac that we all know and love, eventually was given to Gladys, even though Gladys could not drive.
Right.
So that's very interesting.
Didn't have a driver's license.
She did not even have a driver's license. But it was not the first Cadillac that Elvis had ever bought. He'd bought a 1954 Fleetwood Series that was used to drive him and Elvis's band, the Blue Moon Boys, around.
Okay.
That car, unfortunately, caught on fire when the brake lining lit up. And so the very first pink Cadillac that Elvis ever bought was actually destroyed.
It went up in flames.
Yeah, so the one that we see at Graceland is actually the second
one. They all sat there and watched the flaming star. Huh?
Yep.
Shadows follow me. Here's where life's dream lies disillusioned, the edge of reality. Oh, I can hear strange voices echo, laughing with mockery. The borderline of doom I'm facing, the edge of reality. On the edge of reality, she sits there tormented. loved him too. He hates your reality. She's not real, then I am condemned to the edge of reality. Reality. Reality.
This is Hertz Bailey calling from Topeka, Kansas, and I'm wanting to let you know that I really, truly enjoy the Blue Suede Connections. I listened to it on Oldies Funhouse, and I listened to it on Thursday night. I just wanted to say you guys do a really great job, and I really enjoy it. And keep up the good work. Keep rocking and rolling.
Found a four-leaf clover to bring good luck to me. No rabbit's foot, no lucky star, no magic wishing tree. But I got lucky.
I got lucky.
Yes, I got lucky.
Lucky
when I found you. Oh, oh, yeah. Got no rainbow around my shoulder, no horseshoe on my door. But I got you to hold me tight. And who could ask for more? Oh, I got lucky.
I got lucky.
Yes, I got lucky.
Lucky when
I found you. You tell me that you love me. Hurry up and name the day.
is really here to stay. Oh, I got lucky.
I got lucky.
Yes, I got lucky. When I found you.
Which movie do you think you have seen the most in all the Elvis films?
Mm-hmm. That's easy.
Girl Happy?
Yeah. You know, I would say, yeah.
It's my favorite movie. Again, we have to do
the
category
beach movies,
things.
Yeah.
The beach movies, that's my favorite. But, you know, I think that I have seen, actually, the ones I've seen the most are on tour, and that's the way it is. But
oh, yeah. Well,
they
if you're
don't
counting
count.
Those.
Yeah, I was saying you can't count those because they're not where Elvis is an actor.
Yeah, no.
They're rockumentaries. We can't count those.
Yeah, no.
But I would say, I think, probably Jailhouse Rock or King Creole or Viva.
Really?
Or Blue Hawaii, because they seem to be the ones that the television plays the most.
Okay.
You know, when the Turner Classics and all that, they seem to play King Creole and Jailhouse
They do,
Rock
yeah,
and,
they do. And Loving You.
Yeah, Loving You gets played a lot.
Yeah, that
in fact, that was on NBC a few years back.
Was it?
As like a Sunday night movie, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the 80s.
I think it's interesting that if you go to YouTube and you're a Prime member there like we are,
right.
You go to their movies, they have almost every Elvis movie that you can watch on there.
Quite a bit of them,
That's set up like a regular movie.
I just watched Trouble with Girls the other day on there.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. So tip to everybody.
There you go.
You want a freeway or a cheap way to get an Elvis movie.
Right. What was his very first movie?
Love Me Tender, of course.
Love me tender, love me sweet. Never let me go. You have made my life complete. And I love you so. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me long, take me to your heart. For it's there that I belong, and will never part. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me dear, tell me you are mine. I'll be yours through all the years, till the end of time. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always.
Once you get involved in this business, your life is public, really, regardless of what anybody says about my private life is my own. Well, it is to a certain extent. I mean, everybody has to have a certain amount of privacy, but once you get involved in this business and you're doing a public service, you're trying to entertain people, your life is not your own, really.
Hello, Miss Fortune, how's my old friend, Mr. Misery? I've been away so long, I bet you thought you'd seen the last of me. I
got no bed to rest my head, no doors or walls or window pane. Now all I needed was the rain. Met a little honey at the Buzzing Bumblebee Cafe. Yes, I did. One drink and all my money, and that honeybee had flown away. About as low as I can go. I don't really mean to complain. Now all I needed was the rain. All I needed was this rain. It was rain.
After this quick message, don't go nowhere. Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if He sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber. Available on Amazon.
ATL, I think Elvis fans are starting to catch on to Blue Suede Connection.
What's not to love, Daniel? 2 hours of great Elvis music, lots of fun. It's our own private party.
And we want everybody to be part of the party. Hear all the hits, rare cuts, and lots of surprises, too.
We are your Blue Suede Connection. Connection.
action, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite and a little less spark. A little less fight and a little more spark. And close your mouth and open up your heart. And baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Baby, close your eyes and listen to the music. And dig to the summer breeze. It's a groovy night and I can show you how to use it. And come along with me and put your mind at ease. Hey, a little less conversation, a little more action, breathe. All this aggravation is satisfaction in me. A little more fight, a little less spark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Shut your mouth and open up your heart. And it'll satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Come on, baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your coat and let's start walking. Come on, come on.
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 Don't procrastinate, don't articulate, girl, it's getting late, you just sit and wait around. Let's conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction. A little more bite, a little less spark. A little less bite, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, baby, satisfy me.
Satisfy me,
baby. Satisfy me, baby.
Satisfy me, baby.
Satisfy me, baby.
There you go, from Live a Little, Love a Little, a little less conversation before it got remixed.
Yeah, that's great.
The original version right there. All right, lots of folks come out and say this is his best movie, that's his best movie, this is his worst movie and all that.
Oh, boy.
Variety picked their top 10 Elvis films.
Uh-oh.
And they have plenty to choose from, but this is their top 10. Now, number 10, I got to tell you, I just watched this the other day. I told you, and you walked in when I was watching it, The Trouble with Girls. Originally, when I thought about that movie, I thought that was kind of a boring one. It wasn't as good as the others.
Ah.
But now I sat and I watched it the other day, and I watched it with an open mind. And
okay.
It actually got some really funny scenes in
it
that
does.
Movie.
It really does, yeah.
And I don't. Elvis is the star of the movie, but the little girl and
oh,
little boy.
Oh, she's awesome. Yeah, they're the.
They are almost there at the top with him as far as being the stars of
correct,
the movie.
Correct, correct, yeah.
But he does. It's almost like the Andy Griffith Show, where Andy's the straight man, and
this
cast of crazy characters are surrounding him.
Right.
That's the way The Trouble with Girls is.
Right, exactly.
You know.
Yeah, he's the one trying to keep everybody.
Yeah.
Calm and whatnot, and but everybody else is causing trouble.
All the rest of them are lunatics.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, it's if you go back and watch it again, if you haven't seen it for a lot of years or something like me,
it's
worth watching again.
Yeah.
Okay, enough that said about that. Number 10, The Trouble with Girls from 1969.
Okay.
Now, again, this one doesn't count. Elvis on Tour from 72.
They always do that. They always add it, yeah.
Yep. Number 8, Kid Galahad. I think that's one of his best.
It's one of my favorites, yeah.
Number 7, you heard the title cut. Love Me Tender from 1956. Number 6, another great movie that doesn't get a lot of attention because he doesn't sing to the girl every 5 minutes and sing it on the beach.
Yeah.
Wild in the Country.
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah, right up there in my top 5.
Number 5, same thing, Flaming Star from 1960.
Mm-hmm.
Very well acted movie for Elvis, that one.
He did act that one, yeah.
Blue Hawaii comes in at number 4 from 1961.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, they say Jailhouse Rock. Number 2, Viva Las Vegas. You know that's going to make the list. And the same one always gets number 1. Say it with me. King
Creole.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's Variety.com's list of the 10 best Elvis movies.
I think it would be better to find that one girl sometime. It's a thing that you can't rush. A lot of people think if they're not married by a certain age that they're losing out. I don't think so myself.
You give your hand to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone could tell. You think you know me well, but you don't know me. No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night, and longs to kiss your lips, and longs to hold you tight. To you I'm just a friend, that's all I've ever been, 'cause you don't know me. But I never knew the art of making love, though my heart ached with love for you. Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by, the chance that you might have loved me too. You give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy to never, never know the one who loves you so. No, you don't know me.
I need somebody to lean on. I need somebody to tell my troubles to. No use denying I'm close to crying, but what good, tell me what good would my crying do? I need somebody to help me, help me forget all those worries on my mind. And when I'm lonely, if someone would only wanna be sweet and kind. I need somebody, won't that somebody please, please listen to my plea? Need that somebody, won't that somebody come running to me? I need somebody to lean on. I'm tired of being unhappy and so blue. If she came, I would hold her, 'cause I need that shoulder to lean on. Yes, I really do.
Like those slow songs.
Ooh, I do love that song.
With TL.
Yes.
Mean, that was two in a row. Did you get your fix? Because this is a party.
Yeah, I know.
This is a party.
You ready to crank it up?
Yeah, we got to crank it up.
Some people like to rock, some people like to roll, but moving and grooving gonna satisfy my soul. Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Send to the store, let's buy some more, let's have a party tonight. I've never kissed a bear, I've never kissed a goon, but I can shake a chicken in the middle of the room. Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Send them to the store, let's buy some more, let's have a party tonight. Now honky-tonky
is knocking at the door. Bring him in and fill him up and set him on the floor. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. Send him to the store. Let's buy some more. Let's have a party tonight. The meat is on the stove. The bread is getting hot. Everybody come and taste the pasta, Papa Shaw. Let's have a party.
Share of love and might as well be known, but I ain't thinking of one girl to love alone. That ain't the way it's gonna be. I'm on my own and I am free, and I've been satisfied. So I don't wanna be tied. Somebody's loving arms can sure be sweet, I found. But I want no one's arms to ever hold me down. Once I get caught inside a net, I'm gonna run, I bet. I'm gonna run and hide, but I won't be tired. I've seen others who were matched. They thought love could stay. Once they care and got attached, it seems that love just slipped away. Don't want no claims on me, don't want no change that binds. As anyone could see, I say what's on my mind. Oh, there ain't nothing I can see. I'm gonna play the feel. The feel of love is wild. And the feel of love is wild, and I don't wanna be tired. And the feel of love is wild, but I don't wanna be tired. I said I don't, I don't wanna be, I don't wanna be tired.
everyone. This is Cody Downath, and you are listening to Blue Suede Connection.
Grab yourself a bottle of pop, because Blue Suede Connection will be right back. Shazam!
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, if you're going to sit there and stare at me, I might as well go to bed.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Blue Suede Connection.
Suede Connection, everybody. We are doing the movie songs today. No particular rhyme or reason, just lots of great songs from the movies.
Right, great stuff.
Yeah, some of these were hits, some were not. They were just in the movie, but we like them, and we know you do, too. That's why you tune in every week.
Exactly.
And we get requests for movie shows, so there you go. And speaking of movie shows, that Change of Habit. That's another movie I'd like to watch again. In fact, that's on my list as the next movie to watch on our mega giant screen.
I'm so ready for that. Yeah.
Because, you know, in the late 60s, Elvis really was trying to change the pace of the movies a little
bit. Right, right, yeah.
If you look at the last three films he did, it was A Change of Habit, Taro, mm-hmm. and The Trouble with Girls. All three very different
mm-hmm.
from any of the earlier films he had done. He was really trying to go in a new direction, but
right, exactly.
The fans didn't want that. They wanted the girls on the beach and Elvis singing to them and the silly stuff.
It didn't sell as well.
No, yeah, they didn't.
That his unfortunately his popularity with the female population made it harder for him to get seen as more serious.
But you know, how frustrating must that have been for Elvis as an artist?
Yeah, I'm sure. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Especially when he really wanted to be taken seriously as an actor.
Because Elvis did everything, like you did that recent story, everything he did, he put a lot into it. He wanted to be successful at it.
Right, yeah.
He wanted to be a great singer, a vocalist. That's what the story you covered recently.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it mentioned this in it, how when he was an actor, he wanted to be an actor.
Right.
He wanted to do it right, and he really strived to do so, but, you know, what can we say? What could have been?
Right, exactly.
What could have been? But
absolutely.
Could a UTL as a female who finds Elvis as this attractive, great guy, and I mean, could you watch him as a bad guy in a movie, or could you watch him
be
scruffy and yucky looking and down dressing himself and all that? Could you handle that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I could handle that. Being the bad guy? That would be a little bit, I don't know, that'd be hard. I think I don't know that I'd believe it.
That's too much, huh?
Maybe that's pushing it.
All right, okay. Anyway, I'll have to share all that with you. Let's get back into the guy. Here he is talking about autographs and being recognized and how he felt about that.
Okay.
If nobody saw me or if nobody recognized me or whatever, or an actual autograph, to me it's just part of the business and I accept it. I think I would miss it.
Wants to buy a heart,
oh yeah.
Your unbroken love is hard. Your unbroken heart for sale. Well, excuse me if you see me crying like a baby. Since she rejected me, there's nothing left to save me.
Yeah.
Who wants to buy a heart,
oh yeah.
Your unbroken love is hard. One broken heart for sale. Well, she would not listen to the things my heart was saying. She turned and walked away and told me I was playing. Some guys have all the luck, and my heart hasn't any. I think I'll paint a sign, a sale for a penny. You'll always be
Duets. But when he did the most of them with Anne Margaret.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
I saw her recently when I was scrolling on YouTube, some red carpet thing she was at.
Oh, really?
And the person said, what questions are you asked the most? And of course she said, Elvis. People ask her about Elvis than anything.
Oh, that's not surprising. Yeah,
not at all. All right, TL, tell people how they can get in touch with us and tell them where they can find us other than here on Blue Suede Connection.
All righty. Well, our phone number is 540-227-0515. You're welcome to call and leave us a message. Give us a song request or a little note you want us to play for someone, possibly. And then Facebook, Blue Suede Connection in the search bar. Also over on YouTube, both of those channels are growing leaps and bounds. Lots of fun reels, lots of pieces of the show, lots of growing and new things going to happen there that you don't want to miss on later down the line.
Sounds good. All right, baby. Harry Morgan, he got to work with Elvis and Frankie and Johnny, and he had this to say about the man.
Well, he couldn't have been nicer. He called me Mr. Morgan. I said, call me Harry. Well, for about a week, he didn't call me anything. You know, I mean, he talked to me, but he didn't. Then he went back to calling me Mr. Morgan. I never met a more polite kid in my life. Couldn't have been nicer. But yeah. Elvis was very pleasant to work. Couldn't have been nicer.
This story has no moral. This story has no end. This story only goes to show
that there ain't no good in man. They'll do you wrong. Yes, they'll do you.
We are lovers. Oh, Lordy, how we can love. Swore to be true to each other, just as true as stars above. Frankie, I'm your man. I'll never do you wrong. That I was a winner when a new girl caught my eye. But I couldn't two-time Frankie for that chick named Nellie Bly. I'm Frankie's man. I wouldn't do her wrong. Baby, leave me here to gamble. I'll be home before dawn.
Don't wait up for me, honey. And don't you worry while I'm gone.
Johnny, you're my man. Now don't you do me wrong.
Johnny, he wasn't too lucky. He was a loser that night. So he tried to change his luck with the gal who wasn't right.
He's Frankie's man, but he's doing her
you away in a cell. They'll put you where the cold wind blows from the hottest corner of hell.
Johnny, you're my man, but you're doing me wrong.
Down in New Orleans at the Golden Goose, I grabbed a green-eyed dolly that was on the loose. While I did that music, she said to me too, I said, pretty baby, come on and let it do.
Dixieland rock,
Dixieland
rock, Dixieland
rock,
Dixieland rock,
let your head out, sugar, shake
it free,
and do the Dixieland rock with me. With the blue light shining on the swinging hips, you got the drummer so nervous that he lost his sticks. The cornet player hit a note that's flat. The trombone hit him while the pool cat sat.
Do the Dixieland rock,
Dixieland rock,
hey, the
Dixieland
rock, Dixieland rock,
let your head out, sugar, shake it free, and do the Dixieland rock with me. Ah, ah, ah. I
when the clock struck four, but she said, no, daddy can't leave the floor. She wore a clinging dress that fit so tight, she couldn't sit down, so we danced all night. Ooh, the Dixieland rock,
Dixieland rock.
Hey, the Dixieland rock,
Dixieland rock.
She had her sugar, shake it free. And who the Dixieland rock for me? Then she had her sugar, shake it free. And who the Dixieland rock with me?
Ah, that's good stuff right there.
Awesome stuff.
TL, you got some good stuff coming up right after this, don't you?
I do, I do.
I'm ready, baby.
Through his deeply personal insights, Stan fought his way back to health. This raw story offers an encouraging look inside obesity.
I think we all have a giant in us. We all just have to control that giant. You know, your giant might be drugs. Your giant might be something else. Some have been able to tame that giant from the beginning, and many haven't. I was one who lost control and let the giant control me, but I got it back.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
ATL, I hear people are making the connection.
That's the rumor.
But in case you've been living on Mars
or vacationing in Venus,
we've got a show for you.
It's 2 hours of Elvis and fun.
So join the party.
Make the connection.
The Blue Suede connection, that is.
I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it,
return the sender. Address unknown. No such number. No such song.
As in a special D. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return the sender. Address unknown. No such person. No such zone.
This time I'm gonna take it myself.
Hit song from that movie, Return to Sender. Mm-hmm. And we shared this story many times on the show, but if you're new to Blue Suede Connection and you're new to learning about Elvis, in case you don't know it, when Elvis performed that particular song on the set there at Paramount, Jackie Wilson became pretty good friends with Elvis, good buddies with him.
Correct. Yeah.
And he came to visit Elvis on the set that day, and you see Elvis smile here and there and kind of glance off to the side during the video of that.
Right.
He's looking at Jackie.
Yeah, and he's doing some of those movements you don't ever see Elvis do.
Right.
He picks that leg up, and those were Jackie's movements.
Yeah.
And Elvis thought it was funny that he was mimicking him.
Exactly.
In the movie, So you see him laughing. He's laughing because he knows that he's doing Jackie in the middle of this film.
Right, and I'm sure Jackie got a kick out
of
it,
too. Oh, yeah, he knew for sure.
And Jackie has talked about Elvis. We've had him on the show talking about, not him personally, we've made video, audio of him talking about it, how he was having trouble in the early days because of his skin color.
Yeah.
To fill up some showrooms and this and that. And Elvis purposely made an effort to go out to see his shows.
Yeah.
So it got attention.
Correct.
And by Elvis going to see Jackie, then other people started to follow in. And then Jackie got really huge.
Yeah, you know, he did that a lot, yeah. Especially for entertainers of color, like Dionne Warwick's story.
Yeah, he did the same for her.
You know, he told everybody, if you buy a ticket in the hotel to come see her at the International, that you were going to get something from him. I don't remember.
And those folks never forgot that. They've all talked about it.
They've all talked about it.
That's how we know these stories, because they shared them.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, speaking of stories, give us one, baby.
All right, so this story I had never heard before. It's quite interesting. So a longtime Hollywood actor, Michael Dante, who's 93 now.
Oh, wow, still with us.
Yeah, he starred as the gentleman that Elvis boxed in Kid Galahad.
Right.
Joey Shakes, I think, was the name of his character.
Yeah.
In July of this year, so not long ago, he had an interview, and he talked about what it was like to be boxing with that movie, and specifically boxing with Elvis.
Right.
And he said that he was very impressed. The whole routine for the boxing fight scenes were done very professionally, even back in the day.
Right.
He said that they would place the gloves not exactly in front of their faces, but with the camera angles, it looked like it was.
Yeah, yeah.
And often that they would be hitting the gloves, hitting each other's gloves going as they went by the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it would look like they were hitting each other. But they did actually, or I should say Elvis did actually accidentally hit him.
Uh-oh.
They had the routine. I know they did have the routine set up where every boxing movement was numbered. So like a jab might be number one,
right.
A right hook might be number two and whatever. And so when they did the scenes, almost like a dance, it was like one, two, three, and they knew, right?
Mm-hmm.
And apparently the director would call it out, you know, like one, two, three. And the actors knew that if one, they were going to throw a jab or whatever. Well, Elvis accidentally threw an extra punch.
Uh-oh.
At the end.
Uh-oh.
So he did it all right, and then at the very end, it was an extra punch. But Michael was already taking his mouthpiece out at the time that Elvis hit him.
Oh my.
So he cut his mouth, and Michael was actually bleeding, and he said, oh, my gosh. He said he was so apologetic.
Yeah, I'm sure he was.
Yeah, he said he was so sorry, and he said he was a super pleasure to work with. And
Very cool,
he was such a gentleman. He said a nice man, a wonderful human being, he called him.
Nothing like getting socked in the puss by the king of rock and roll,
exactly.
Huh?
When I took my screen test, like I said, I had never read a line. I had never studied acting or been in any plays or anything. I got out there. I knew my script. They sent it to me before I came to Hollywood. And I knew my script, and I got out there and just tried to put myself in the place of the character I was playing. And I just tried to act as natural as I could.
Everybody in old sailboat was down to do the jailhouse rock. Spider. Every time you look at me, I'm as helpless as can be. I become a puppet on a string. You can do most anything with me. If you really love me, darling, please be kind. I offer you the truest love that you will ever find. Take my heart and please be fair. Handle it with loving care. For I'm just a puppet on a string. You can do most anything with me. All you do is touch my hand, and your wish is my command. I become a puppet on a string. You can do most anything with me. If you really love me, darling, please be kind. I offer you the truest love that you will ever find. Take my heart and please be fair. Handle it with loving care. For I'm just a puppet on a string. You can do most anything with me. If you really love me, darling, please be kind. I offer you the truest love that you will ever find. Take my heart and please be fair. Handle it with loving care. For I'm just a puppet on a string, and you can do most anything with me. You can do most anything with me.
I want the four, but I still need that backbeat, man. I gotta hear that backbeat or I'll lose the front beat.
What'd you say, buddy?
Papa who mao mao, papa who mao mao, papa who mao mao. Okay.
Hey.
Get it out. For 100 miles, a man can see and be about as wild as he wants to be. He feels like shouting, all he's gotta do is shout. Where the purple mountains reach up high, look like they're gonna touch the sky. Where the canyon walls have stood for a million years. Where the days are hot, the nights are cold, the desert sand looks just like gold. These trails were carved with sweat and blood and tears. Where the painted desert, as you pass by, looks like a rainbow in the sky. And the cactus blooms in the early morning sun. Where the night we'd sing. The eagles fly, the clouds paint pictures in the sky. The cowards howl, tell you when day is done. I'm coming home this time, I'm gonna stay. Desert fever since I've been gone. I need some love, it's so bad that I can't see. When a woman looks you in the eye, you know it takes a man to satisfy. Just thinking about them girls is killing me. I'm going home.
No, but a lot of people don't even realize what movie that came from.
I was just sitting here racking my brain.
I can see that puzzled look on your face.
Yeah, but I think it's Stay Away Joe.
You got it. Very good. I was wondering if you're going to get it. Good job. Stay Away Joe.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd interrupt just to share that little piece of information.
Yeah, very good.
This is a wonderful day. It's as bright as a day's ever been. There is a big yellow sun looking down on a wonderful scene. Up in the blue sky, birds fly and sing our cares away. And out of each throat, each note greets a wonderful day. There is the sound of a symphony carried along on the breeze. Even the flowers are swaying in time with the leaves on the trees. Heaven is found right here on the earth. It surrounds us in wonderful things all around. In this wonderful, 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 wonderful world. This is a wonderful day. It's as bright as a day's ever been. There's a big yellow sun looking down on a wonderful scene. Heaven is found right here on the earth. It surrounds us in wonderful things all around. In this wonderful, 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 wonderful world. Wonderful world. This wonderful world.
My wife Peggy has a bad case of AA, Elvis addiction, so I turned her on to Bruce Wayne Connection, and now I'm king of the hill.
Show me a girl with a dimple on her cheek, but her mouth's in her mouth when she opens it to speak. Show me a girl who is acting so refined, and I'll show you a girl with one thing on her mind. So I say, you know what? She says, what? I say, what? Oh, I'm not the marrying kind. Oh, you've got what it takes, and it takes what you've got, but I'm not the marrying kind. Don't kiss me, don't claw me, don't pet me, don't paw me. I won't leave my freedom behind. So I say, you know what? She said, what? I say, what? Oh, I'm not the marrying kind. You know what? She says, what? I say, what? Thanks a lot. But I'm not the marrying kind. Don't kiss me.
kiss me, don't claw me, don't pet me, don't paw me. I won't leave my freedom behind. So I say, you know what? She says, what? I say, what? Oh, I'm not the marrying kind. I'm not, I'm not, I'm not, I'm not. Now you've got what I'm not. I'm not the marrying kind. Oh, I'm not the marrying kind. Oh, I'm not the marrying kind.
We'll be right back
after this quick message.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God find the answer? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber. Available on Amazon.
Now back to the music.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living, the devil may care. And I'm just a devil with love to spare. So Viva Las Vegas, Viva Las Vegas. How I wish that there were more than 24 hours in the day. Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel. A fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a nerve of steel. Viva Las Vegas. Viva. Las Vegas with your neon flashing and your one-arm bandits crashing, almost holds down the drain. Fever Las Vegas turning day into nighttime, turning night into daytime. If you see it once, you'll never be the same again. I'm gonna keep on the run, I'm gonna have me some fun. It cost me my very last dime. If I wind up broke, well, I'll always remember that I had a swing in time. I'm gonna give it everything I've got. Lady luck, please let the dice stay hot. Let me shoot a seven with every shot. Sir. Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Viva. Viva.
One of its most popular films of all time, Viva Las Vegas. And
absolutely,
speaking of that, do you think that made the top popular movie by our listeners?
Yes, of course it did.
You think it did? I'm not going to tell you. We're going to talk about that.
Of course it did.
In a few moments, we'll give the results of the little poll we took on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
But we got a few more songs to get through before we get to that. And you're going to share a little something with us right now before we get to that.
Absolutely. So we're going to talk about Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys.
All right.
We know he was a musical genius.
Yes, he was.
And he was... In his own heart, he was influenced by acts like the Four Freshmen, but he also was into Elvis. He appreciated Elvis's talents, and he reportedly said, I thought Elvis was a very underrated singer. He was a star. He was known more for his fame than his voice. Now, this is Brian Wilson's opinion.
Yeah.
I think he deserved more credit for that voice. And he goes on to talk about how his voice was not just powerful, it was deeply expressive. And he didn't just sing, he communicated raw emotion. Whether he was belting out Mystery Train or That's Alright Mama, he wasn't merely entertaining an audience, he was laying bare his innermost feelings.
Wow.
Yeah, so he really was very deeply connected, I guess, with
right,
what he
right.
thought Elvis was trying to do, and he thought people weren't seeing Elvis for who he was. He said, I never saw him live, but it was a thrill to meet him, and he was actually happy to meet me, which sounds right. just like Elvis.
Yeah.
He said, Elvis's journey wasn't without its challenges. If you go to his time in the Army, his comeback in the Vegas years, Elvis's performances became to be more than just a spectacle. They were an emotional release, a form of self-expression that went unnoticed by many.
Wow.
And Wilson went on to say people didn't realize the true artist behind the showman.
I agree 100% with everything you said.
Yeah, a lot of producers.
Did you ever notice when the sun goes down? Out of nowhere comes a strange and pretty sound. It's a whistling tune for walking in the night. If you listen, you can hear it in the breeze, especially when the breeze is drifting through the trees. It's a whistling tune for walking in the night. Murmuring waters sing the song. The echoing mountains hum along. The whispering valleys fill the air with a whistling tune our hearts can share. It's so wonderful to walk beneath the moon, listening to old Mother Nature's favorite tune. A whistling tune for walking in the night. It's a whistling tune for walking in the night.
Stop, look and listen, baby. That's my philosophy.
Yes, it is now.
It's called
say. Only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if I can't help falling in love with you? Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too, for
closing to all the live concerts from 69 all the way until the end.
So pretty.
Beautiful song. And it's one of the most played songs at weddings. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of course it is. How could
sure,
it not be?
Of course.
In fact, it's known
it's
as...
It's not what we played, though.
No, no.
Tell everybody what we played.
We played I Love You Because.
Yeah.
That was our song.
Yeah.
You thought I was going to forget, didn't you?
No, not really, but it was fun to see if you remembered.
I wouldn't forget something like that. Come on now.
I thought that was a different choice. Yeah.
All right, before we hit that music that we don't like to play every week,
yeah,
I got to share this with everybody.
Okay.
We did a little question on our page recently because we knew we were going to do this show. What is your favorite Elvis movie? And I said, don't say more than one.
Uh-huh.
Just pick that one movie that you think is really
yeah,
stands
right,
out in your mind.
Right.
We must have got 10, all of them.
All of them.
So we can count your vote. Your votes don't count. See, that's what happens.
Oh, you're so mean.
But
everybody say boo.
Number one and number two. Here's the list. Number okay. two, actually, is a five-way tie.
Oh, wow.
Clam
really?
Bake, Loving You, Follow That Dream, Viva Las Vegas, and Blue Hawaii all got the same amount of votes.
Wow, really? Cool.
But number one, drum roll. Oh, you're going to like this, TL.
Yes.
Girl Happy was picked as the most liked Elvis movie.
Yay!
All right, Maestro, cue that music that we hate. Oh, there it is. We got to do it, baby.
Boo-hiss.
Anything you would like to share with our friends before we say goodbye?
Oh, I just want to thank everybody once again for always hanging out with us. You're the best. We love you guys. And don't forget to come and connect with us on all the social media.
All right. There you go. Folks, we're going to do this again next week. Say it with me, TL.
Same bat time.
Same bat channel. And here is the movie you picked.
Can't you see? Every girl I see looks good to me. What a crazy way to be.
of a life with nothing but beautiful women. Well, I'm girl happy, yes, I'm girl happy, girl happy, can't you see? Every time I see a pretty face, my heart just heads for outer space. I need a girl to make my life worth living. Yes, I'm girl happy. Yes, I'm girl happy. Girl happy, can't you see? I've been like this since I was just a baby boy. Keep your daughter out of sight. I'm in a loving mood tonight. I love a life with nothing but beautiful women. Well, I'm girl happy. Yes, I'm girl happy. Girl happy. Can't you see? I've been like this since I was just a baby boy.
Let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Ebby, 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 Eb